Nothing went right for the Sudbury Wolves on Saturday night, as they lost in a rout on the road to the Barry Colts by a score of 8-1. Drew Galton made his season debut in goal for Sudbury while Barry put Ben Rebick between the pipes. At the 11:38 mark of the first period, Barry's Grayson Tiller scored his second goal of the season to give Barry a 1-0 lead. With 4:52 remaining in the opening frame, Dallin Wakely put the puck past Galton for his fifth goal of the season to give the Colts a 2-0 lead. With just under a minute left to play in the first, Kayshawn Hsien scored his fifth goal of the season, and after the first period of play the Barry Colts held a 3-0 lead over the Sudbury Wolves. At 12:30 of the second period Barry scored yet again, with Bo Jelsma scoring his fifth goal of the season, making the score 4-0 for the Colts. With 6:45 to go in the second, Barry increased their lead to 5-0 with Carter Lowe's fourth of the season. Sudbury finally got themselves on the scoreboard at the 15:15 mark of the middle frame while on the power play, with Kieran Walton's eighth goal of the season, making the score 5-1 for Barry with one period left to play in the hockey game. Just over 2 minutes into the final period Grayson Tiller scored his second of the game and third of the season to increase the Colts' lead to 6-1. Barry kept pouring it on and 12:21 into the third made the score 7-1 with Riley Patterson's sixth goal of the season. With 6:57 left to play, Tiller completed the hat trick to seal a resounding 8-1 win for the Barry Colts over the Sudbury Wolves. With the loss, the Sudbury Wolves now hold a record of 8 wins, 7 regulation losses, and 2 overtime losses on the season. The Wolves hope to salvage the weekend by getting a victory on the road in Owen Sound tonight against the Owen Sound Attack, with a scheduled start time of 2 p.m. Superfan Robert McCarthy covers Sudbury Wolves games for Sudbury.com. Got a question for Robert? Email it to editor@sudbury.com.